Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back. All right, all you positive heads. Here we go again. It is a fantabulous Friday here in the studio. And you probably guessed it, I am not alone. I have four incredibly brave optimistics here with me. I have all the retreat immersion guests here and super, super excited because this is my day. I actually get to spend the day with them. So it's always my favorite day of the week, Fridays. And why don't each of you, hello everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
Everyone, maybe give a quick hello and your name so they can kind of recognize your voice, so as we're speaking, they know who they're hearing.
All right. Hi, everyone. I'm Joe.
Hi, it's Dariana.
Hey, y'all. This is Brandon.
Hi, I'm Christy.
And I'm Brandon, and we are the new... I don't know. What are we? What kind of crew are we? We're a breakdance crew. Take it away, Brandon. Other Brandon.
Bust a move.
So me and my brother, when we were really little, we were, you know, breakdancing was a thing. We were like 6 years old or something. And so we had like little, we would have battles in our neighborhood with all the other kids. And it was like a thing. We were like hard breakdancing crew of like 6 year olds and 7 year old, maybe eight. I don't know. And my breakdance name was Sir Pop. And I had a sleeveless shirt made that said Sir Pop on it with like a Chinese dragon, you know, up on the back. And my brother was Lil Flash. So yeah, don't mess with me. I'm just having total flashbacks. Like, we would do breakdance battles with other people, and if you beat them, then you could take their name if you wanted to. Like, I don't think anyone ever wanted Sir Pop, though, for some reason. Even though I lost all the battles, you know. I don't know. Go figure. But anyway, I digress. Me and the crew are here to share a little bit of insight into this week's journey. And, and really anything that bubbles up, this is their chance to sort of have the microphone and share whatever is alive for them, you know, whatever's bubbling up in their world, in their hearts to sort of connect with the rest of you pea heads out there. And, who is the bravest of the four of you? Before we dive into that, I want to give a big shout out to Heath Cummings, who was supposed to be here this week.
We love Heath.
Heath has like become a dear friend, and he had some family stuff happening that caused last minute for him to cancel, and was a bummer on one hand, and on another, I know it happened for a reason, and we're going to figure out a time for him to come out in the future. So you'll hear Heath, who is originally going to be here this week at some future point. But who of the four of you is feeling brave enough to share a little bit about your week so far?
Yeah, I'll get it started.
I knew it was going to be you.
So our magic started, as most people in this house already knew, a couple months ago.
Oh, yeah.
Before we made the trip out here, we met one of the visionary artists, Vajra. over at the Chapel of Sacred Mirrors. He was live painting, and we had heard that he was over here at the Optimistic. He was on the show. So my fiance, Dariana, who's with us, goes up to him, and she just looks at him and says, "Optimistic?" And he's like, "Whoa, you guys are going?" And we explained how we're going, and ended up, he's like, "Yeah, we're planning on getting married there on 11/11. Which was the day that we were coming by just chance.
Right.
So that was the first kind of nudge from the universe, like, you're headed in the right direction. So it really started there. And, you know, you hear people talk about it all the time, but words really can't describe the energy pulsating from this place. As soon as we turned the block, we could feel it. We could feel it before we even got here. And it's just been magic ever since. The healers here and the discussions and then everything we've done has just been so profound. It really, words don't capture it, but it's been really magical. And the group we have is fantastic. The people working here are fantastic. And it really is a family, and you can really feel that.
Totally. That's the thing about it is, you know, it's so interesting because it's this ever-moving family. Like, it's constantly, each week is somewhat different than every other week. And, you know, the people that show up are, like, integrated, and it's like, by the end, it feels like, oh, you belong here. You know, I always say this each time. That's one of the most challenging things. Just when you start, it reminds me of Burning Man a little bit. And it's like, just when you're getting comfortable with who all your neighbors are and you've gotten really close to all your new campmates that you didn't know you were going to be set up right next to. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, hold on. It's over? What? We're just like settling in, you know? So there's that. But, yeah, I wanted to speak real quick to what you said about Vajra, who's a dear friend, brother. And it's funny because his story has been being recounted on the podcast over the last couple of years. If you guys, any of you remember the story of the Demiurge and how that whole thing kind of unfolded and a UFO sighting, which led to me getting this painting. Well, Vajra is the artist who painted that. And because him and I worked that out 2 years ago, whatever it was, now he ended up like, here as on episode 1 of Optimistic as the live visionary painter, and he's curated all the art throughout the house, which is a ton of visionary art. And on episode 1, the live musical performance was by Imagica Ohm. Well, that night, those two met and fell in love, and then now on 11/11, they just got married here. So it's like you can literally track the whole story through the show over the years. Then you guys in New York, right, like coast to coast, happened to be there the same weekend he's there at an event live painting.
It was the first time that he actually live painted to Imagica playing.
Oh, yeah, right. First time. Right.
Yeah.
She was performing at Cosm.
Yeah, she was playing and performing at Cosm, and then he was painting right next to her.
Wow. Wow. And then you guys land here on Monday and you walk in and it's a huge wedding. Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful ceremony.
Wild. Yeah, it was a really cool ceremony, huh?
Absolutely.
Wow. So, Dariana, how about you? How has your time been thus far?
I mean, it's been incredible. The people here are just amazing. They're very welcoming, super nice and kind and helpful. They kind of all are jumping to help you out if you have any questions. Shout out to Vajra and Imagica. That wedding was absolutely beautiful, and it was wonderful to walk into that. And you literally, like, and it's enough of the love of the staff, but then add a wedding ceremony to it all, and it was just like this engulfing feeling of just absolute love and gentleness, which was really nice to come into. And we had a couple things. We did the Akashic readings yesterday.
Oh, I haven't even talked to you since then. How was that?
That was amazing. Awesome. That was really, really awesome.
She is really epic, right?
Yeah.
She's fabulous.
She's fabulous. And then we ended up having dinner with her, which was really nice also.
Oh, cool.
So that experience was great. There's just so many things that have come up for all of us, I think, that have just kind of aligned with our paths and what we're doing. And it's just like that affirmation of being here too. It's just been great.
Beautiful. Yeah. What's funny is, of course, the whole thing with, you know, Vajra and Imagica and you guys landing at you know, Alex Gray's Chapel of Sacred Mirrors and Cosm in New York at the same time he's there, and then realizing you're both going to be here at the same time for his wedding, and then you guys are planning a wedding at Cosm. Like, it's just all this is wild, energetic tie-in. It's and so I think that's really interesting that I think this is the first engaged couple that, you know,
we heard that.
That's what we're saying. Yeah,
that's been here so far.
Right.
So I mean, it's just so cool. The threads of connectivity and
reflection. Community. I think that's super important. wanted. That's why we went to Chapel of Sacred Mirrors in the first place.
Right.
Was to find a community that aligned with our beliefs and our you know, the things that we were going through and processing and ascending. And we found that at COSM. So it's just, it's amazing that it's kind of almost interchangeable from coast to coast. You have COSM and you have this.
Right.
And it's beautiful. So every time we're in this area, we're going to definitely come by.
Well, that's the one thing that I've, you know, I want to say, and to all the past guests too, just reminder, like, if you're ever in town and coming through, I mean, like this, you guys are a part of this place, so you are always welcome to swing through and say hi. And, you know, obviously just don't come at 3 a.m. And although someone might be up, you never know around here. That's one of the things that's great about it, is kind of the communal aspect of it. And, you know, more and more. This week there was less workshops than there's been. There's been a lot of work, you know, additional workshops happening, and that's been a really cool piece of it too, because it brings in all this fresh energy, you know, people doing whatever that workshop happens to be. But so Mr. Brandon Ryan, who his middle name is Ryan, my brother's name is Ryan. So I remember our conversation when you're originally coming, and there's like so much like overlap and synchronicity, and
just a cascade of synchronicities living here.
It was nuts.
Yeah, connecting me to the podcast, and my dog is named Maybe, which I named her after that Taoist farmer story that you told me.
Oh, right. Oh, I didn't even put that together when you said maybe. Like, maybe so. yes, I love it. That's like my favorite story.
Yeah, I mean, I was living in Orange County the year before last, and we were crossing paths at events, and I didn't have any idea until I caught up on the podcast, and like just so many like near misses of where we like felt like we should have connected, and
right,
just knew I had to be here when you announced this.
Wow,
you've supported my growth so much that, you know, I knew I had to come support yours.
Oh man, I so appreciate you. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Last but not least, Miss Christy, what has been your biggest takeaway thus far?
It's just been a really enlightening week, and I've really enjoyed being around all of the beautiful people here, and it's been super relaxing.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah, yeah. That's one of the things that we really are conscious about, is making it like, you know, we don't want to have it too packed with like, we've decided this for you, you know, to allow for things to flow or allow for people to get out and explore, because there's so much happening outside of this place too, you know. And I mean, Venice alone is like a, which is something we're going to do today. We're going to go explore a little bit and down to the beach. And yeah, I mean, that in itself is like front row seats at a like comedy show sometimes. Some of the characters are like, what is going on?
It's awesome down there.
Such an eclectic place. Such an eclectic place. Well, who has something that has been like bubbling up in their own life, or something that's really alive for you that you feel like would be helpful to share with the broader audience?
Sure.
Yeah, Brandon, take it
away.
Yeah,
I hesitated to reach out to you for the longest time. You're always calling out, like, you know, does anybody want a coaching session? Or, you know, mm-hmm. I would read your reviews or your mm-hmm. so on and so forth. And I'm like, you know, I really need to have myself together. I need to have my brand, my business. Like, if I'm, especially even in this moment, if I'm going to have a captive audience, I should be prepared for it.
Great.
But I'm not, and that's cool too. You know, and I'm here, and the magic is swirling, and I'm coming into my greatest and grandest version of myself, and I have everything that I need. And that's the message that keeps coming through in all of our sessions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's so powerful to just be affirmed and to be sitting in that presence. And
that's beautiful. That's such a wonderful, I mean, I can't overstate the importance of that perspective. Mm-hmm. Because people get so caught up on comparison or these ideas of perfectionism or where you're supposed to be. It's like, you're supposed to be exactly where you are. Whoever is listening, like, there's not one of you who are where you're not supposed to be. It's never happened, nor could it happen. And it's like, yeah, sure, there's room for growth. Great. But don't turn that into pressure. That, you know, it's got to happen at some particular rate. Maybe it's got to happen at the same rate as someone else you know who, you know, by 25 was a multi-gazillionaire because they're a unicorn, you know, experience. And then we get caught up on comparing ourselves or getting these ideas of where we are or where we aren't. and then determining our worth based off of that, you know, like, oh, am I worthy enough? Like, I mean, I've been saying this so much lately. It's like no one is more worthy than you, mm-hmm. right? I mean, it's we're all, each and every one of us, the pinnacle of the universe's evolution. Right at this moment, all the things that had to happen for you, all five of us to be sitting here, the amount of things that had to happen for the universe to evolve, grow, expand, survive, you know, believe, so much grace had to happen. It's like there's nothing more that we could possibly do that would trump that. Not Donald Trump that, but just Trump that. Even Donald Trump is perfect, everyone. Go sit with that one for a minute. I just lost like 50% of the audience.
Where's the love and self-acceptance? He's part of ourself.
Yes, exactly. The very challenging part of yourself. So, yeah, that's a beautiful share. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely.
Who else has something that's bubbling up for them that feels pertinent to talk about?
What comes up for me is just trust. If you feel like you should be here, or you need to be here, or you should be doing something, trust in that.
Yeah.
That's what we, as soon as we took the plunge, and you know, it was a stretch for us to come here, as soon as we trusted, the universe gave right back. And before we even got here, we got more back than we put in to come here. And it's very hard, especially for a lot of people's situations. But I feel like if you follow your heart and you really trust in that, it's going to come back. Yep. The key is in that trust and just letting go.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great point. Like, for me, this whole thing has been an exercise in trust and expansion and reach. And, you know, if I had a nickel for every time someone's like, okay, we're going to do it, Brandon. Fine. They're like, I'm ready. It's pushing my growth edge. Financially, it's a challenge, whatever it is. And then, you know, the next week I get a text. Oh, my gosh, you're not going to believe it. This happened, which led to all this extra abundance, which, you know, and I feel like this is how we all grow and create abundance. Like, with, I could have looked at all the costs associated with this and be like, oh, my gosh, it's going to cost me $750,000 to pull off all these shows and the retreat and, the you know, all the things that go into it. Or, no, this is going to actually create abundance. It's going to be a net positive when, you know, and so it's definitely a leap in trust the net will appear, move. Not only, I mean, this is just one example. I mean, just in general in your life, if there's something that feels really excites you and scares you a little bit and is stretching you, mm-hmm. and it's well-intended and tied into something energetically that you feel really proud about the ripple it's going to produce into the world. Like, those are all like check boxes, mm-hmm. that like, oh, okay, this is a path that's, no matter what the outcome, is a good one. The immediate outcome, no matter what that is going to be good to go down. Because even if the immediate outcome looked poor, that's then directed you somewhere else, to somewhere else, somewhere else. And it's the maybe so story, right? Mm-hmm. So, that's why that's one of the best stories ever.
Yeah.
Have you all heard it?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Many times. Heard it? Okay. Yeah. I know I've told it many times. It's just a matter of you. I'm actually checking to make sure you've listened to every episode. This is a requirement to come to the retreat, by the way.
Yes.
So if you're thinking of coming and you've only listened to like five episodes, don't worry. There's only like 1,060 more to go. You can do that and easily if you just listen for a month straight, nonstop, no sleep.
What? So with that, I think bravery kind of comes to my mind of just being brave enough to step out of your comfort zone. You know, I've also never done workshops like this,
mm-hmm.
and never had an Akashic reading. I never did a workshop where they literally made you stand in front of complete strangers and tell them your biggest fears and your blockages,
yeah.
and you know, that's hard enough to deal on your own, but let alone with an audience of people. But it made room for more expansion for me, and I feel so much braver and like so much more confident. Because of doing it, and that's been wonderful. And if anything, in of itself, just the stepping out of my comfort zone and coming here, was a big one.
So, I mean, that sort of thing can be, it's so frightening, and then on the other side of it, you're like, oh my gosh, like,
I did it,
and that instigated some sort of growth or release or expansion within me, and that's where all the magic is, right?
Yeah, that vulnerability. We're very vulnerable in front of each other. For that very first workshop was like jumped right into
it.
Yeah,
it was a good start.
Right in the deep end of the pool?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
But it opened up everything else for the rest of the week, really.
Yeah, we felt more comfortable with each other, I think.
Yeah, it really creates... Vulnerability is the ultimate superpower. It creates more connection than anything, you know, anything does. Because now people can relate. Like, oh, you're a real human. Oh, I know. I hear you. I feel you. I've been through that or something similar. And it instantly creates so much connection, right? Mm-hmm. Yes. And yet we've been taught to, like, you know, present only, like, the strong side of our life or whatever. And I love seeing that more and more people are getting vulnerable. Yeah. And any of you out there, I challenge you to be really vulnerable with someone about something and just watch the effect it has. It's so ironic because it actually is a superpower.
Yeah.
It is. It actually shows your strength that you're willing to be vulnerable.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it creates connection
with
others and with yourself. It helps you better understand yourself.
For sure.
It transmutes challenging situations.
Yeah. Absolutely, it does.
Somebody comes at you with anger and you respond with vulnerability, melt them.
Totally. Yep, love and vulnerability is like, you know, love is the answer. Now, what was the question? Is my favorite quote. And it's like, it's so cliche and so true. Like, you know, just like literally, that's the only question to always ask yourself. Okay, what would love do now? You know? Oh, this is challenging. What is the most loving thing that I can do? It's like Mother Teresa said, it's not about me and them anyway. It's between you and God. It's between you and your higher self. They're just there to help you sharpen your axe. So if someone is way out of bounds and way out of line, getting hung up on their misalignment does nobody any good. That's missing the point of the exercise.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And most of our lives, we are, you know, so focused on like, oh my gosh, here's where I'm right and here's where you're wrong. And oh my God, can you believe she did this and he did this? And it's like, you're playing a game and you're not understanding the point. It's like, you know, shooting the basket and, you know, or running the wrong way on the football field and scoring a touchdown for the opposing team. It's like their misalignment is a tool for you to sharpen your axe against. That's all they're doing. They don't need to know that they're even there for that for you. That's not a part of it. A lot of times they're completely unconscious to the fact that they're your teacher and they're the master in the situation and you're the student in a sense. Mm-hmm. And once you get that, it's like, you can't, I mean, you might react for a moment, but it's not, I mean, for me, it's like very quickly like, uh-oh, okay, hold on. Why is this happening for me? Mm-hmm. What are they teaching me about myself? Mm-hmm. God, they're an annoying teacher. And what are they teaching me about myself? You know? And that's really, I mean, you bring a playfulness to it and you understand like they're, and you can start admiring the design of how obnoxious they are or how out of alignment they are or how much they like, you know, ruffle your feathers and irritate you. It's like Rumi said, how will your mirror be polished if you're annoyed by every rub, right? Mm-hmm. And, that's the thing. It's like, instead, to start admiring, like, whoa, my higher self did a really good job at creating a very annoying person here. Wow. Good work, man. You did, and then it brings like a different lens to the whole experience, right?
Totally. Yeah.
It lightens the situation.
It lightens the situation up. And you just like, now you're just like, okay, I'm approaching this from a perspective that is actually like how your higher self views reality, which means you have integrated with your higher self and it is living through you more clearly without the ego in the way, which means you are ascending essentially, which means you now have more superpowers ultimately. And all of this stuff is just so intimately and intrinsically like just linked together. And it's really so empowering when you start to see, you know, the inner workings of how this stuff is supposed to go when we're, you know, attaining our highest version of ourselves.
Mm. That brings up in me is that you're talking about, you know, these childhood stories before, and then running backwards on the football field.
Uh-huh.
When I was a kid, I was so fast. My dad would give me the ball, and I would do that. I would run the other opposite direction, and then thinking I scored, the other way, and then flip around and run the full field back.
Wow.
But that, to me, just in this, you know, context, is like, okay, it's okay if you run the opposite, total opposite direction, if you are triggered and you do fall into those traps. Like,
great point.
Sooner you realize it each and every time.
That's it.
Like, End zone's still over there. Like,
yep. Every moment's another chance to turn it all around. It's never too late. Like, and that's such a wonderful point, an example. Like, you're going to have moments. You're hearing all this, and you're out there going, yeah, yeah, he's right. I got this. And 5 minutes from now, some one of you is going to get triggered AF, and, like, then just, like, totally fall off the wagon and, like, react in a crazy way. And then you're going to catch yourself 5 minutes after that and say, oh, yeah, what about the podcast I just listened to? I completely forgot about that in my rage. And that's okay. Like, the moment you catch yourself, you're back. You're back in your, you know, you're now seeing correctly again. Start moving from there. Beating yourself up, all of that stuff is the worst. You know, a lot of times that's what will happen. People become aware of how they're supposed to navigate, but yet they're still, you know, don't have their sea legs, right? They're still, when the seas get, you know, they're like, oh, I know how to be a skilled sailor now. And then when the seas get rough, they, like, wobble and fall all over the place. It takes a while for you to get those sea legs to be able to, like, you know, and that's why we talk about this stuff incessantly, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, when you look at the neuroscience and how we, neurons that fire together, wire together. We literally are creating new pathways in the brain every time we look at these perspectives over and over and over again. We're creating new connections, which then lead to, it's kind of like making a trail through the woods. If you take that trail through the woods long enough, it starts creating a path, right? And then the more of a path, the easier for the brain to go and make those positive connections and those positive perspectives. And after a while, it just becomes automatic. Mm. So that's why it's so important to continue to have, I mean, how often I repeat myself is, like, insane. And it's exactly what I need, what everyone listening needs, because this stuff is, like, it's easy to talk about, but integrating it, you know, it's like, you know, we have the holidays coming up. Like Ram Dass said, if you think you're enlightened, go spend a week with your family. And that's because they're the souls that incarnated to trigger you the most oftentimes, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Yep. And I think also looking at those triggers as well. I know you've said it. Your triggers are your treasures, and the tools that you're going to be using to help others are lying right into there. So loving them and looking at them, taking the time to understand the crumb trail of, hey, this came up because of this. They're there to be looked at and used as a tool.
Yeah, absolutely. Woo. Lovely. So, yeah, today what we are going to do, guys, is we're going to go out and we're going to go for a little hike. And, Fridays is my favorite day, like I said, because I get to spend the full day with all the guests here and spend, like, one-on-one time sort of dropping in and getting an idea of where everyone's at in their lives independently and sort of whatever comes up for me, like getting an idea of where you guys have been, where you're at now, where you'd like to be. And as we talk, a lot of times, you know, a lot will come up. Like, oh, what about this? Have you thought about this? You know, try, you know, where's your challenge point? What would I do? You know, and so just like coaching, consulting, whatever intuitively comes up, and it's always so rewarding for me and so fun. So I'm excited to get to that. And we're going to do that here in a few minutes. Is there anything that, as we wind down, that any of you have that you feel like would be helpful to share?
I just want to give a shout out to Mary Beth. If anyone's coming to the Manor, lives in California, I did QHHT with her, and it was profound. It was an amazing experience.
Really? Oh, you haven't told me about this yet.
Yeah, we'll definitely talk about that today.
Cool. Do you want to share any insights from it here?
It was amazing how the higher self has all the answers. Mm-hmm. You have all the answers within you. You're just giving them to yourself. And she is the conduit of that. So you can...
helping you tap into higher self,
basically. Yeah, and go into any questions that you want to know. And you're there to answer your own question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So it was beautiful. And she's a really beautiful soul. So
very beautiful. Great.
Brandon has a very interesting synchronicity.
Yes, he does.
Oh, really? Of course he does. Brandon has so many synchronicities. Oh. Like, he's like the Brandon's like the quiet, like the zen monk who's always sitting there just like with a smirk on his face with like some magic up his sleeve that he's going to drop any minute. The sleeves he doesn't wear.
Just that much more magical.
Invisible sleeves even. Full sorcerer mode.
So I met Mary Beth on her way into the house, and she was just like loving on maybe, like, oh, cute dog. And she looks up at me and she goes, do I know you? And I'm thinking, shaking my head no, thinking yes, because she's a spitting image of my mother. Oh, you spit your coffee.
Whoa. Yeah,
it's better.
Okay.
Yeah, so we introduce ourselves. She says, I'm Mary Beth. My mom's name is Mary Elizabeth.
Wow. This is Brandon Ryan talking, you know, my brother is Ryan, so yeah, okay, go on. Wow, that's crazy, man.
I guess when I was looking at the Cosmic Concierge, mm-hmm. she was the only one that stuck out to me.
Wow.
Like, oh, by love donations. Like, yeah. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, right.
And now I have to. I have to sign up for a session.
Are you doing a session tomorrow with her?
I haven't gotten that far. This all kind of unfolded last night.
Okay.
I just thought she was a stranger on the street. I didn't know she was who she was.
Yeah. Why
she
were,
was, she I heard
was here, yeah, session. To do my session. And
wow. Yeah, she's incredible.
Yeah. I have a session with her tomorrow.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that.
Yeah. Beautiful. Well, this has been amazing, you guys. If any of you out there are feeling the call to come, I would love to have you. We still have, I want to say we have one spot left in December, maybe two, and definitely some in January as well. And we're going to be releasing, we were originally going to be releasing the show Optimistic, which, by the way, if you haven't even, maybe this is the first time you've even heard the podcast, check out optimistic.tv. You can see, you know, retreat video, you know, behind the scenes on the retreat stuff. You can see the new show Optimistic, which we'll all be filming and shooting tomorrow night. And these guys will all be a part of. And, you know, more info on coming here yourself. You can schedule to talk to me about coming to figure out like dates and payment plan and all those things if necessary at calendly.com/talkwithbrandon. And Calendly is spelled calendly.com/talkwithbrandon. And would love to chat with you and explore, you know, the possibilities of getting you guys here. It's it truly is such an incredible, magical time. And we'd love to co-create it with you. And with that being said, any last words, thoughts that you care to share,
yeah,
guys?
I got one more nugget.
Good.
Because if you binge this podcast like I do, and I know there's been some like tension going around, or maybe I don't know if tension is the right word, but basically some things coming up about how many times like the plug for this retreat happens,
yep.
and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's one of the things that triggers me most.
Yep.
But like you're saying before, my triggers are your treasures.
Yep.
And stepping into my entrepreneurial mm-hmm. self, I have to embrace aspects of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, you might hear that this retreat is amazing a dozen times in a row right now, listening to the end of the last podcast, the beginning of this one,
yep.
four of us plugging it, you plugging it, and then the end of it, and the beginning of the next one. That's how worth it is.
Yeah. Beautiful. I appreciate that. Yeah. I think for people, you know, some people change is challenging, you know, and everything changes. And as I launched and started putting a lot of energy into this, and a lot, there's a lot more moving parts, and like there's a lot of spots that, you know, if people aren't here, then there's people not on the show, and if people aren't on the show, then we don't really, you know, there's so many things that are tied together to make all this happen. And so it's necessary for me to, you know, really do everything I can to get people to come, to pull it all off. And the end result I know is going to be millions more people helping to have the same experience that each and every one of us out there listening is having, you know, waking up. I mean, I had someone, you know, just write me, I got right before we turned on the microphone here, saying, you know, oh my gosh, you know, I just started binging on the show, and, you know, I met them briefly here for a live taping event, and then, you know, got talking to them, realized they're like racked with cynicism in their life. And, you know, this beautiful person on the outside, like model, you know, beautiful, stunning person who's like eaten alive with cynicism, and happened to come for a live taping. Someone brought them or whatever, or to the manor. I can't quite remember. And, you know, I ended up dropping in with them for an hour or so. Next thing you know, it's, you know, they're binging on the show, and it's having a complete transformational effect. That same phenomenon is going to be rippled out thousands of folds with Optimistic. It's going to reach, you know, so many more eyes, ears, hearts, minds, the same message that we're all, you know, the Positive Head listeners. It's like, you know, it's a relatively small group of people compared to what a TV show can do. And so, And to make that happen, there's a lot of moving parts, and it takes a lot, and it takes a village, it takes a tribe. And that's why I put the call out as much as I do. It's like, I need you guys to, mm-hmm. we wouldn't, like, if you four didn't choose to show up here and the ones before didn't choose to show up here, none of it would be happening, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's, once again, it's all in our perspective, you know? And, if you can understand that truly the intention is like so good, it is, how do we instigate something that wakes up millions? Because at the end of the day, like, where anyone is sleeping out there, that's an extension of us that is sleeping. Mm-hmm. And this planet doesn't have time to mess around. We need consciousness to spread far, wide, as fast and furiously as it can, because, you know, there's timelines, there's different timelines, and there's timelines where I don't think it's quite as pretty for this planet. Yeah. And there's timelines where we step into heaven on earth, and I want to step into the heaven on earth timeline. And that entails as many people being woken up as quickly as possible. And I believe with all of my heart that optimistic is the greatest and grandest way I can serve that aim. And I'm just the one stewarding that. It's, you know, you guys are all a part of it. Any of you who choose to come here, you're a part of that. And, you know, it's the good kind of selfish. You're going to feel the ripple of impact of whatever it does in the world. It's the same reason I do what I do with this show. It's like, it's so much fun, and I'm on the receiving end of all the goodness that it's doing in the world. Mm-hmm. So same thing with Optimistic. You guys, you're like pillars of, you know, there's 111 spots over here, here over the year. You guys are four of them, you know? So it's like, you become like a foundation of, which is why I also list you as producers on the show, on your episode and everything like that, because you are truly pillars to, you know, get this, this message farther and wider. And I just thank you so, so much for your love and support in doing that. And I know it's a stretch for, you know, most that have been here, and I just it's so deeply appreciated. You're showing up for me, you're showing up for the world, and together,
showing up for ourselves.
And you're showing up for yourselves.
Yeah,
the upgrades are massive for everyone. I haven't had anyone tell me there hasn't been massive upgrades. So it's like, this is how we create a win-win-win-win-win.
Yes.
I love you all so, so much. Thank you all out there for listening. Until next time, journey well. Say goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Much love.